It helps to explain Islamic monotheism, Tawheed, by dividing it into three categories. These are Ar-Rububiyyah, that Allah is the Lord God, the creator and sustainer of the universe, Al-Uluhiyyah, that Allah is alone worthy of worship, and Tawheed al-Asma wa Sifat, that Allah's names and attributes are unique to Him. Each of these three aspects of Tawheed can be evidenced via a single verse in the Qur'an. Lord of the heavens and the earth, and all that is in between them. So worship Him alone, and be steadfast in His worship. Do you know of any who is similar to Him? Staying with the concept of lordship in Islam, where do we get the concept from? Primarily, from four amongst many of Allah's beautiful names. These names are Ar-Rabb, the Lord and Cherisher, as occurs in Allah's speech.
قُلْ مَنْ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ السَّبْعِ وَرَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ سَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّهِ قُلْ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ
Say, who is Lord of the seven heavens and Lord of the great throne? They will say, Allah. Say, will you not then fear Him? Al-Khaliq, the Creator, as evidenced in the ayah,
وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ
And if you ask them, who has created the heavens and the earth? They will surely say Allah. Say, all praise and thanks be to Allah, but most of them know not. Al-Malik, the Sovereign, King and Legislator, as evidenced in Allah's speech,
قُلْ مَنْ بِيَدِهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ يُجِيرُ وَلَا يُجَارُ عَلَيْهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ سَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّهِ قُلْ فَأَنَّا تُسْحَرُونَ
Say, in whose hand is the sovereignty of everything, and He protects while against whom there is no protector, if you know. They will say, Allah. Say, how then are you deluded? And Al-Mudabbir, the one who arranges and governs all that exists, as evidenced in the ayah,
يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ ثُمَّ يَعْرُجُ إِلَيْهِ فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ
He arranges every affair from the heavens to the earth, then it will go up to Him in one day, the distance of which is 1,000 years of your reckoning. So together, these names help us conceive of and describe Allah's Lordship.